This podcast is sponsored by Mavericks Western Wear, your one-stop shop for all your rodeo and saddlery needs. Mavericks.net.au.
From the Right Angle Doors here on The Drive Show, you are listening to Tari, Anna, Olive and myself. It's a bit of a change-up now, Tari, don't we? We always like this.
We do like this moment. Alison Forbes, how are you?
I am very well, thank you. How are you?
We're amazing, Alison. How's life in your world?
Life is pretty good, actually. You know, things are looking up for everybody, so that makes me really happy.
It is. It is a good time, to be positive now. Where are you situated, Alison? Whereabouts?
Tonight, I'm just outside of Tamworth.
Tamworth.
Not a bad place to be.
I was going to say, it's a very nice place to be. How's life in Tamworth at the moment? Everything moving smoothly down there?
Yeah, look, it's not too bad. I've actually been tripping around the countryside, so I have only just got back into town. I've been in the Northern Territory for the last 7 or 8 months,
I think.
So, yeah, it's been really great. Bit of a culture shock when I got back to the big city and realised that everything's not as cool and cash and as easy going as it is up there.
Certainly not.
No, it's good though. It's lovely to be home with my family and friends, and it's a bit chilly here tonight though.
Bit chilly, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. I mean, I wish we could say the same thing here in Brisbane because it is too hot. It's too hot to handle.
Well, right this second, it's a bit chilly too because we just got drenched in the rain and walked inside to the aircon.
It is a lot of different things happening at once here, but it's not about us today, Alison. It's about you. Music for you, where did it all start?
Tamworth. Comes with the territory, doesn't it? You know, it was always going to be something that happened. I was always interested in music from a really young age, and having the festival happening every year, it was just something that I wanted to do.
I was going to say, having that there, it's an easy route to go down, isn't it? Music, when you've got that the Tamworth Music Festival every year.
Yeah, definitely pushed me in that direction, I think. And I've always been a big punter at the Country Music Festival, and I just always wanted to be a part of it. And, you know, now I get to be and I get to live my dream, you know, playing music and travelling, and it's amazing.
Now, is there anyone in your family who went down that path as well?
Well, my dad played a little bit of guitar when I was younger. He only did it when the visitors came around. So we had one slim, dusty songbook, and I sort of, you know, learnt a lot of the songs. I learned a lot of the songs because Dad didn't want to sing. But he gave it up to be a policeman when he was quite young. So he dabbled. I used to go to him and go, Dad, can you show me how to play this chord? So
so that's where you got your talent from, obviously. I mean, it's not a bad place to get it from. I mean, music's hard in itself, but I suppose being from Tamworth, it makes things a little bit smoother. How has your rise been? Has it been tough? Has it been pretty cruisy?
Oh, look, I feel really blessed, actually. I feel like that. I sort of came into music when I was a bit older. I did lots of covers bands and things like that when I was sort of a bit younger, but yeah, this songwriting thing for me was something that I always really wanted to concentrate on. And I think that because I waited until I was a bit older, I guess I was more confident, or not more confident, but more comfortable in myself to sort of do what made me happy more than to just be successful to get anything specific out of it. It's just something that, you know, it rests my soul to do it. So yeah, I think I'm very lucky. I've had a lot of great people around me, a lot of great musicians around me that have supported me. And yeah, like just knowing lots of good people that you can go to and speak to and not be afraid to ask questions. And yeah, it's been really good. I feel really blessed and really lucky.
It's really important to find that spot in music, I guess, where it makes you happy and it's not exactly what everyone wants to like. You're not listening to the exact trend of everyone and this mold of what you're supposed to be, because I guess that's where you really thrive, I guess, when you found what suits you.
Yeah, that's so true. You know, if you can be at a place where you're kind of running your own show and running at your own pace, I think it's really important. And you know, just writing the songs for me is it's quite therapeutic. I'm sure you've heard songwriters say that before, but you know, if you're getting something out of the songwriting and you're passing that on to help other people heal from the songs that you're writing, you know, that's success in itself to me. Being able to just be on the road and play music all the time and to have people relate to your songs and say that it's helped them heal or that it's helped them through a bad time, that's a beautiful, organic thing.
I was just about to say that, Alison, that's... you hear that from a lot of singer-songwriters, you know, that's one of the biggest, their biggest drives is to make sure that people connect to the music that they're playing. I mean, like someone like yourself, it sounds like you've got a story to tell and, you know, along the way you pick up some people who probably walk the same path as you in some context.
Oh, absolutely. The more music, you know, more music and more musicians you have around you, I think you do find a really close network of people who you really connect with. And, it's a special thing to be able to connect to music. And I've definitely done it. You know, it's really helped me. It basically saved my life. And if we can do that for other people, I feel like it's kind of a responsibility. And you do end up with a great network of people around you. You know, my favourite songwriters are my friends. And, you know, that's a really special thing too.
Certainly is. And to love something that much and for it to take up every aspect of your world is even more special.
Well, it's not work, is it? It's if you're doing something you love, it's amazing. It's a different feeling.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree more. I wish that everybody had the ability to be able to release emotions and release feelings like songwriters can, but that's our duty then to give people music so that they can do that, you know, through our experiences or through the stories that we tell. It's, you know, hopefully going to be something that people can, you know, they can connect to, and it gives them some kind of release as well.
Oh, listen, you're making me feel good. You're making me feel amazing, which is really cool.
Oh, good.
Now, your new single, Bone Digger, what emotions does that one release for you?
When I first started writing it, I had this idea. You know that Paul Simon song, Call Me Al?
Yep.
You know that song?
Yeah.
And he goes, bone digger, bone digger. That's where I got it. That's where I got the idea from. And I just knew what I wanted it to be about, but I kind of sat with the idea for a while. And
basically it's
about, you know, leaving the past behind you as best as you can, because you can't really move forward successfully if you're dwelling on what's happening behind you. And I'm sure that a lot of people, the message is important to me at the moment, to give to people. Like, we've had, you know, it's been a pretty rough year for a lot of people.
It has been, hasn't it? Yeah.
But we are so lucky that we're in the greatest country in the world, and we are definitely looking up at this point, and we just have to move forward and try not to bring up the past too much. We just have to go ahead and, yeah, just to not dwell in the past and to successfully move on. And yeah, just you can accept things in your past and acknowledge them and then learn from them and keep going.
Definitely. It sounds amazing. Your philosophy on not just only music but life sounds amazing, Alison. I mean, the only person that could really introduce this song is yourself, so would you like to introduce your new song?
I would love to. Thank you so much for having me on the show too.
Always, anytime.
Thank you. This is my brand new single, Bone Digger. I'm Alison Forbes.
Enjoy.
I don't want to be a bone digger. Don't want to dig no bones. Don't want to wake the dead. Just leave them there amongst the sticks and stones. Don't want to stir up demons that lie beneath. Don't want to sift through the earth, stick my hands in dirt, leave the past asleep. Don't want to cast a shadow on what remains. Don't want to build a fire with one foot in the grave. I don't want to be bone digger, scratching round in caves. Well, let's see. Bend on to leave them behind. your cage. Or shake the apple tree. Don't wanna dig a hole, leave history alone before it buries me. Don't wanna. No bones. Don't want to wake the dead, just leave them there amongst the sticks and stones. Don't want to wake the dead, just leave them there amongst the sticks and stones. Don't want to wake the dead, just leave them there amongst the sticks and stones.